Good afternoon. We're still tracking clouds and a few showers through the region today. It'll take a while for everything to clear out, and we'll average out to be mostly cloudy, perhaps some bright spots through the afternoon, or even some breaks of sunshine. But with the extensive cloud cover in most areas, temperatures will be held back into the mid-60s on average. Into the night tonight, we'll hang on to mostly cloudy skies, and a warm front approaching from the south could touch off a few showers late at night, with readings back into the lower and middle 50s. In fact, that warm front will move through the region during the first part of the day tomorrow, so skies will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers from south to north during the morning hours, with breaks of sunshine becoming more prevalent through the afternoon from south to north. Behind the warm front, temperatures will surge well into the 70s. In that milder air, the humidity will start to climb on Saturday night, and with some energy passing through, it looks like by Sunday morning we'll have a round of scattered showers and maybe even a thunderstorm. After that clears through, we'll spend Sunday afternoon in a more summer-like environment with partly sunny skies and increased humidity. It'll be breezy and warm with highs around 80. At this point, we'll transfer our attention to the south, where what's left of Tropical Storm Nate, perhaps a hurricane making landfall along the Gulf Coast, will work its way in our direction. That could mean a soaking rain for us for Monday into Tuesday of next week. Highs will be in the lower 70s before we dry out on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from southwest Kansas into the Texas Panhandle. The primary focus for robust convection will be during the afternoon and evening hours today as jet stream energy translates into the central plains. Thunderstorms will initiate along a dry line and a cold front as they surge southeast into Kansas. The initial storm mode should be supercellular, though frontal forcing should encourage a more linear structure during the evening. Very large hail, though, could accompany these storms, and damaging winds are possible, especially later in the evening when discrete structures evolve into boat-type line segments. A few tornadoes may also evolve with the mature supercells. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Nate, located in the Western Caribbean, about 125 miles north of Honduras. Nate is moving toward the north-northwest near 14 miles per hour, and this track, with an increase in forward speed, is expected during the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center of Nate will move across the northwestern Caribbean Sea today and reach the eastern coast of the Yucatan Peninsula early in the evening. Nate will then move into the southern Gulf of Mexico tonight and approach the northern Gulf by tomorrow night. Hurricane watches have been issued from Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Mississippi-Alabama border, including metropolitan New Orleans. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is forecast during the next couple of days, and Nate is expected to become a hurricane by the time it reaches the northern Gulf of Mexico. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine near 80, Boston partly sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid to upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low 43, the record high 90 in 1900, and the record low 24 in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 6:58 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:27 p.m. 11 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers around today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers late tonight with lows around 50 for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds and showers giving way to some sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers returning tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Clouds and showers giving way to some hints of sunshine today in the middle to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers returning by morning and lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds and showers giving way to some hints of sunshine later today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, the risk of showers late at night and lows in the mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, then some sunshine coming back from south to north during the afternoon, warming up into the 70s. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the morning Sunday, then partly sunny, humid with highs near 80. A good chance of rain on Monday, perhaps a soaking rain into Monday night. A chance of rain tapering off to showers Tuesday, highs both days in the lower 70s. And then dry with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday back into the 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.